The ship wore bravely. We belayed the fore downhaul, but the sail was split, and we hauled down the yard and got the sail into the ship and unbound all things clear of it. It was a very fierce storm. The sea broke strange and dangerous. We hauled off upon the lanyard of the whipstaff and helped the man at the helm. We would not get down our topmast, but let all stand because she scudded before the sea very well, and we knew that the topmast being aloft, the ship was the wholesomer and made better way through the sea, seeing we had sea room. When the storm was over, we set foresail and mainsail and brought the ship to. Then we set the mizzen, main topsail, and the foretopsail. Our course was east-northeast. The wind was at southwest. We got the starboard tacks aboard. We cast off our weather braces and lifts. We set in the lee braces and hauled forward by the weather bowlings and hauled them tight and belayed them and hauled them over the mizzen tack to windward and kept her full and by as near as she would lie. During this storm, which was followed by a strong wind west-southwest, we were carried by my computation about 500 leagues to the east, so that the oldest sailor on board could not tell in what part of the world we were. Our provisions held out well, our ship was staunch and our crew all in good health, but we lay in the utmost distress for water. We thought it best to hold on the same course rather than turn more northerly, which might have brought us to the northwest.